Thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Well, the British, they dress in polka dots, and they put a postmodern spin on songs that throw back to the days of Phil Spector and the girl group sound. They're, well, you know what? We'll let them introduce themselves. The ladies known as the Pipettes, all choreographed hand movements and angelic harmonies, visited the BPP studios yesterday. So let's start things out so everybody can get used to your voices.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, you are?
I'm Rose.
And?
I'm Riot Becky.
I'm Gwenna.
All right, when did you all meet? I know that's sort of a basic question, but also when did you discover you had the same musical sensibility?
We met in 2003, and at the end of 2003, through our lovely guitarist over there, Monster Bobby, and our previous member.
Bobby will wake up at some point, I'm positive.
No, Bobby's mute.
Yeah, he only speaks through the language
music.
Of song.
There you are,
talking.
But yeah,
that means I'm tired.
Yeah, it was he and Julia, our previous member, who got everyone together and kind of suggested doing a girl band, and the rest of us just thought it was a good idea, really. So it wasn't kind of like we were all hanging out together and just kind of happened to jam and thought it would be a great idea. It was quite specific in its intentions. But about a year and a half into it, Julia decided to leave and we got Gwen in.
And I thought it was a good idea.
I understand that you were a fan of the group.
Oh, she wasn't. Really
is that Wikipedia lying to me again?
Yeah, it's can't trust Wikipedia.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I had bought a ticket about 2 months in
but
advance
she was
for the show.
Coming to see the band that we were supporting,
yeah.
And not us.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you see this band on stage. It's not who you originally showed up to see, and you thought?
I just thought they were amazing. I thought it was the most perfect pop band I'd seen. And I wanted to be a part of it and found out that Julia was leaving and got talking to everyone and kind of tried out a couple of times and moved down to Brighton.
What was the tryout like?
It was quite nerve-wracking, really, because it was a bit like an audition in a way.
And we worked her hard.
The thing yeah.
was ridiculous because she turned up knowing all the dance moves and all the parts. And I was like, I don't actually even know half of this stuff myself, so I think maybe I should be the one being replaced. But yeah, it's kind of all sort of made sense.
Were you researching it on YouTube?
Yeah, no, because there was a concert that was available on the internet. I can't remember where it was filmed.
Leeds.
Yeah, so yeah. I saw that and I was like, well, if I'm going to be in this band, I'm going to have to work and I'm going to have to learn all the moves. Because I knew the dancing was really important, and that was, you know, like the show element of it as well was something that I just thought was really important.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because for people who are hearing this, you have to run to YouTube and type in Pipettes so you can see what's going on, because there's a whole, you have amazing looking costumes and outfits and the dance moves and all. Mm-hmm. Who's the choreographer, or do you guys just work it out together?
Yeah, we do just work it out together. It's we kind of, when one of the songs is finished, we'll maybe have a little tape of it and go around to one of our houses and just sort of dance in our front rooms. It is quite one of the more immature parts of being in the Pipettes, which is a good thing.
Mm. There's got to be something about a girl group sound that you liked. I mean, you actually
yeah,
decided
no,
to change your life and join
yeah,
a girl
no, of
band.
Course. No, of course.
It's
yeah.
just a very prolific sound that people have kind of forgotten about as well. And there's a spirit that was captured back then that doesn't exist in music anymore. You know, it's either really gratuitous or just, yeah, bland. And think that was what we thought was lacking from music and we thought needed updating. The girl group formula, you know, you can't go wrong with it, really.
No.
And, like, really strong choruses and tunes, I think. We like tunes. So that's kind of partly where it comes from as well.
Well, can we hear one?
Mm. Yes.
A tune?
Yes, let's have a tune.
What song is this?
This is Why Did You Stay?
1, 2, 3, 4.
You used to tell me that you loved me every day.
I didn't know what to say.
But there was never any doubt. I always knew
that to me you stayed true.
But my heart never could be so committed. So all my transgressions you permitted.
Why did you stay? Why did you stay? Why did you stay? When I treated you that way,
I was so cruel.
And he was so
Why did I feel I had to leave you behind?
But he was so sweet.
Oh yeah, well I've had just about enough of sweet. Why did you stay? Why did you stay? Why did you stay? When I treated you that way,
why did you stay?
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 Why did you stay with me?
That was the Pipettes. That's Why Did You Stay?
That was great. You don't know how many people came running into the control
room. I know.
Everyone, and we can see all these people come running
the 19th
in.
19th floor. You have such a distinct kind of look and sound. Is it sometimes a little frustrating because so many of the questions about the band from people like us and when people perceive it is about kind of how you look on stage,
yeah,
and you're wearing polka dots and stuff?
Not at all. And it's so important that it's so easy to define on such a sort of... you know, we're a pop band, and if you can't sort of instantly recognise it, then... you're not going to be able to engage with it, you know. So it's, I mean, it was something that we're, you know, I mean, it just makes it a lot easier for us, and we do have to explain ourselves just a little bit because we're not doing the same as what other people are doing, certainly from where we're from, you know. And I mean, that's something that's quite good for us, you know.
I have full confession. When we first decided to have you come in for an interview, I thought, well, they're great performers, but I wonder if these girls can actually really sing. Because, you know, the outfits are so great, and it's dramatic, and the videos on YouTube are really fun. But you have these incredibly rich, beautiful... I mean, you're singing in the morning with a guitar, a cappella, and it's really... It's mind-blowing. Are any of you trained professionally, or is
no.
it just like a God-given talent?
Goodness, no.
No.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, I think... And we're also quite different singers, you know, because we're influenced by different things, and I think that's important. That, you know, I think if we were trained, and I think if we knew what we were doing too much,
yeah.
I think... I don't know
We've
how...
We've never wanted to be, like, really slick and kind of... You know, there are already enough pop bands that kind of came out of stage school, and that's cool, that's fine.
Yeah, it is great.
I think there should be pop bands made out of, like, ordinary folk.
Yeah.
You guys have this amazing video for the song Pole Shapes, which is Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Somehow you're superimposed in that. How did that explain, please?
Oh, we're not superimposed.
No, it's shot for shot.
Shot for shot, yeah. I don't know, really. We just got approached by a director who'd actually done an edit of the original film to our song, and we just thought it was kitsch and camp and frivolous and ridiculous and horrific at the same time. But it was Technicolor, and it was, you know, it was just strange. And Russ May is this great cult figure as well, and he kind of doesn't really fit well in with regards to girl bands. You know, I think
not
I think
a natural pairing
no,
that would occur
really,
in your
but
mind.
But at the same time, you know, although it was kind of very fetishistic, he was obsessed with big, strong Amazonian women, you know, and I think there's a lot of empowerment in Russ Meyer's films, you know, and I think so it was kind of nice to associate that with us.
For Americans who don't know the term pole shapes, what does that mean?
Just pulling moves on the dance floor. It's just a term. You'd go, oh, do you want to go and pull some shapes?
Is it the equivalent of bust a move?
Yeah, yes. That kind of thing, yeah.
Something that, like that.
Pull a shape.
It's interesting you talked about the Russ Meyer and the Amazonian women, because one of the things I thought when I was listening to your CD was I kind of like the, and I hope you aren't offended by the girl power anthem-ness of your songs. Is that intentional?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, I think all girl bands need to kind of sing it for their sisters, so to speak. You know, it's like if you think of Bananarama, for example, which is kind of like a girl band that we were brought up on the 80s, you know, they couldn't really dance and they couldn't really sing, but they were just approachable for both men and women. And I kind of think that is something that's really nice about girl bands. Yeah, and if you take like the Spice Girls, and even if you go back in the Shangri-Las, they're all the same, you know, it's just very normal women. And I think that's really good.
Do you think you guys could you do pole shapes for us?
Yeah,
man.
Let's do.
One, two, three, four. Dance with me, pretty boy, tonight. Dance with me and be
back to hip hop. You can do it all, just don't let the music pull shapes.
Stop.
I lead with my left hand.
Pull shapes.
I stomp in my right.
Pull shapes.
Well, I just wanna freak out.
I just wanna move. I don't care what the song's about. Dance with me, pretty boy, tonight. Dance with me, and we'll be overpacked. There's a whole floor before us. Just be with me. Follow my lead. I'm a 1, 2, 3. Pull shapes.
Is there a drum beat?
Pull shapes.
And is the bass
pull shapes?
Well, then the rhythm is complete.
Get up on the floor. It's time for you to move your feet. Dance with me, pretty boy, tonight. Dance with me and we'll be overpacked. There's a whole floor before us. Just be with me. Follow my lead. I'm a 1, 2, 3. What do you do when the music stops? What do you do when the music stops?
Pull shapes.
What do you do when the music stops?
Pull shapes.
What do you do when the music stops?
Pull shapes.
Clap your hands if you want some more.
Pull shapes.
Clap your hands if you want some more.
Pull shapes.
Clap your hands if you want some more.
Pull shapes.
Clap your hands if you want some more. Clap your hands if you want some more. Clap your hands if you want some more.
Pipettes, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
It was a blast.
Good luck. The Pipettes, go to our website, which we'll link to what the Pipettes are doing. They're going to be touring up and down the East Coast of the States, and then you're going to be in Japan.
Yeah.
And Oz.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any listeners in Japan, but
we might.
If we do, go see the Pipettes. Wherever you are in Japan, fly to where they're playing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
That was Bobby on guitar. Hey, if you'd like to see a video of the Pipettes and an extra performance of one more song, you should go to our website, visit our blog friends. That's npr.org/Bryant Park.